Hey, welcome to season three, episode two, where we are talking about the one where plans actually work. Now, the reason why we are talking about this is often in my Voxer conversations with members and with my coaching clients, I will see people self-sabotage in their planning. And what I mean by that is that they will make a plan and then the next week they've completely changed their mind. And typically it's because they're like, this one thing didn't work, or I decided to do this, but then I saw somebody else doing this, and I thought, well, I can't possibly be right. Right. And so we self-sabotage. We go, okay, I've made these plans, but now I'm going to change them. And I think as entrepreneurs, it's quite normal for us to do this because we are often looking for some fresh aspect, some new way of doing things. But the reality is, there are no new ideas, just different angles. And the way that you want to run your business is absolutely possible, but you've got to be all in on it to the point where you have to exclude all the other stuff that is going on. It's one of the reasons why I predominantly don't spend a lot of time on social media. Aside from the fact that I don't use social media in my business, from a personal perspective, I limit the amount of time that I even spend on social media because if I spend too much time, then I will find myself going into a spiral of comparison, of feeling like I should be much further ahead than I am. And oh my gosh, this person's doing this thing. Why am I not doing it, right? They're way more successful. And so I do find that by having blinders on, that I just get to follow my own inner knowledge, wisdom, all of those things. And we all have that. But we're so tuned in to what everybody else is doing that we forget that we actually know what we need to do. We've just got to have the ability to lock in and go, you know what? I'm going to actually trust myself. Now, I know that that is easier said than done because, like I said, every single week, at least one or two people are self-sabotaging themselves, right? Just pure self-sabotage because something happened and they just went, you know what? The plans that I've made, I'm just going to throw those all out the window. So, what do you do to manage that? So, I think this is where human design does actually help. And in terms of you knowing your own chart and where you're open, because where we're open in our chart is where we're susceptible to other people's energy. And we take in that energy and we amplify it through those open centers. And this is where you can find yourself going off on tangents, particularly if you have an open head center. Now, for the most of you listening to this, a big portion of you will have an open head center. Around 64% of people have an open head center, which means that you're always going to have these thoughts of worry. And you're probably going to doubt the things that you're doing. You're going to question everything because that's the theme of an open head, is to question all the things. So the solution is one, knowing what you energetically feel like on your own. And for most of us, that means that we need to be on the other side of the house to actually get a sense of what that actually feels like. So we're not impacted by other people's energy or once you know what your energetic makeup is or how you feel energetically, then it's a lot easier to notice when you're being impacted by other people's energy and when you're going off on a tangent. Because at the end of the day, if you are following what feels easy and fun for you, and I keep emphasizing the word feel because it is very much how you feel in your body, not what your head thinks. So it's very much about focusing in on how does this feel? If it feels easy and fun, or if you feel excited to pursue something, then that's correct and right for you. It's when we step into the head center and our head starts to try and rationalize things and starts to say things like, well, Sally over there is having success hosting lives every day in her Facebook group. I should be doing that. When your body, your gut is literally screaming at you, no, don't want to do that, right? Who has time for that? Who wants to be showing up? You might actually enjoy doing that. But my point is, if you don't enjoy doing it, why are you doing it? Right? That's the thing. So when you sit down and you make plans and you find yourself questioning the plans that you've made, this is when pulling up your human design chart is going to be most helpful. Now, if you don't have a human design chart with a business overview, then you can go and grab that at hustleandgroove.com/chart, and that will give you that business overview, that business perspective. And when you start to understand your individual open centers and understand that that's where you're going to be more susceptible, it becomes a lot easier to manage and stick to the plans that you make, because now you're just like, oh yeah, I am experiencing this because of this, not for any other reason, not because I'm wrong, not because the plans that I've made are not right, but because of this. And then your answer to fixing it is to follow your strategy and authority. So those are the two biggest guideposts, and it's why the plans that I choose to make, I'm always checking in with my gut, because that's my strategy and my authority, is to simply follow my gut, to respond to whatever the universe puts in front of me, and to just check in with my gut. Do I want to do this? Yes or no? And it is that simple. But our open head, right? Those of us who have that open, will always try and pull us down a different path, because the head cannot understand what your gut is telling you. And it's probably a little bit scared, right? It's like, oh, I don't know if that's the right way forward. It's why I wrote a book called Mind the Chatter, because I have an open head and I have an open Ajna, an open mind center. And so it is very loud up here, right? My negative Nelly is the first to jump on board and try and poo-poo anything that might be slightly different from what other people are doing. So if you haven't checked out that book, it is a very quick 2-hour read, and it has a 5-minute practice that will help you mind that chatter, right? That's why it's called that. So you can go and check that out. I'll have links in the show notes below. But your action step for today is to simply understand why you're self-sabotaging. What is going on? And if you're not into human design, that's totally fine. Then the only thing that you need to be mindful of is, am I going down this path because I feel like that is the correct path? Or am I doing it because my head or my inner thoughts are telling me that I should be doing that? And anytime there is a should or a sense of lack or a sense of FOMO, then that is a sign that you do not want to follow that. Check back in with yourself. If you're doing things that feel easy and fun for you, they will work. But you've got to make the commitment to do that, to follow that, to stick to the plan until such time where you need to pivot. And you will know when you need to pivot because you will feel it versus think it. So I know that we've gone slightly over. I apologize, but I'm so passionate about this topic and I'm so passionate about using human design in business. So I'm so glad that you stuck around for today's Simple Success session. If you're ready to take action and you want to learn how to integrate your human design chart into your business in a way that allows you to just continue to focus on the things that are easy and fun for you, then we can do that inside the feedback loop. 30 days of one-on-one coaching and feedback. You can learn more at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. Until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.